As we heard last Sunday, Jesus proclaims that today, the healing, freedom, inclusion, the valuing of all people that was named by the prophet Isaiah, today this has been fulfilled in your hearing. Can we relate to that today? What is the Spirit saying to God's people today? Feedback. Words like healing, freedom, release, and inclusion, those sound so great. Yeah, Jesus, yeah, this is great stuff. They were all amazed at his gracious words, his grace-filled words. And then they're like, hey, isn't that Joseph's kid? They're ready for Jesus to work his wonders among them. Jesus knows their expectations, and he questions their perspective by reminding them of God's perspective. That's part of God's great power, to question through action in our lives our perspective, to help us see what that is, and through grace give us God's perspective, God's ability to see. There were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah. There was a severe famine, yet Jesus is reminding the people the prophet Elijah was sent to none of them except to the widow at Zarephath in Sidon. The prophet was sent by God to one who is not in Israel but in Sidon, to one who is not in the in crowd to which Jesus was speaking. For those who were expecting Jesus to be solely about their liberation from Roman oppression, being reminded about this widow of Zarephath was not welcome. In her commentary, Blair Mahney writes, next, he refers to Elisha, Elijah's successor, who seemed to ignore all the lepers in Israel only to cleanse Naaman the Syrian. Naaman was not only a foreigner, but commander of an enemy army. Jesus, God, was healing all the wrong people. It's not what the people wanted to hear. Who is this God that we follow? We follow God who we understand to be about the inclusion of all, the healing of all divisions, the equality of all people created in God's image. This is what Jesus was saying. This is what made people want to kill him. Into what was looking like it might be a relaxing day off for me on Friday, came a news update on my phone. You know how this is now, right? If you've got these smartphones, you look and all of a sudden you see something. And I saw a news update that made me say, what the, fill in your favorite expletive, right? Didn't it hit you like that? You're like, what? So painful to look at, but we must look. In a way, we are all in that picture. That picture is part of our story. Our lives are part of our nation's sins of racism. Our lives are part of the healing we seek for ourselves, our friends, our city, our world. In her poem entitled Inaugural Poem, which was first read at Bill Clinton's inauguration in 1993, Maya Angelou wrote, "History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived, and if faced with courage, it need not be lived again." Things happen every day that open the wounds inflicted by racism in our city, in Virginia, in our nation. Though often not public, these things that happen, but personal, often not a community event, but always a community tragedy. However, we have just, as a community, experienced the cut of racism wounding individuals and the larger community, even on the national scale. On Friday, I was shocked and distressed by the photo that appears in our governor's medical school yearbook. Regardless of who is in the photo or what we think about our governor based on this photo, that's not what I'm talking about today. The focus for me is the pain that it caused. Just to see it is traumatizing. As a church, we're not here to get deep into the weeds and the details of politics. But we are called to look at all the events that happen in our world through the lens of our faith, with the eyes of faith, as if we are standing right there with Jesus, reading those beautiful words of Isaiah, the words read right before the gospel we heard today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Is that what we see today? Not in the way we wish, not in its fullness by any means. But we can imagine this, what we call God's reign. We can imagine it because we stand with Jesus. And created in God's image, we can imagine this because God has put it in our hearts. And if we can imagine it, it can be so with God's help. It's not too late. It's never too late. Late in coming, yes. But not too late, because we have today. We who walk in the way of love, the way of Jesus, are called to speak of the grace of God for all, to be part of the healing of the past and of the present. We pray and we act to end racism. Holy Comforter, as a community, is committed to healing the wounds of racism and fighting against it in our day. We need to say that because people might not know. That's who we are. But we don't always know what to do or even what to say. But we try, and we want to try. We want to be part of the new thing God is doing today. How will we? There are many ways that as individuals and as a community we can act. One of the resources we're providing at our church is our Lenten program this year, which is about racism. Wednesdays in Lent, starting March 13th, the program is called Go Tell It on the Mountain, and we will be looking at writings from the civil rights era with the goal of moving from discussion to action. Please join us on these evenings so that we can discern together how the Spirit is leading us to face our history with courage so that it need not be lived again. How well do we see when we see that picture? Do we see all the history? Do we see all the hate? Do we see all the struggles and, yes, the triumphs? Do we see what God would have us see today? All of these thoughts, all that's been going on, bring me to Maya Angelou's poem, Equality. Equality. You declare you see me dimly through a glass which will not shine, though I stand before you boldly, trim in rank and marking time. You do own to hear me faintly as a whisper out of range, while my drums beat out the message and the rhythms never change. Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free. You announce my ways are wanton, that I fly from man to man. But if I'm just a shadow to you, could you ever understand? We have lived a painful history. We know the shameful past. But I keep marching forward, and you keep on coming last. Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free. Take the blinders from your vision. Take the padding from your ears. And confess you've heard me crying. And admit you've seen my tears. Hear the tempo so compelling. Hear the blood throb in my veins. Yes, my drums are beating nightly, and the rhythms never change. Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free.